Now to Congress and the latest fallout from the scandal that drove California Congressman Randy Duke Cunningham from office and into prison. He's now serving an 8-year sentence for bribery and tax evasion. The Los Angeles Times got a hold of an internal report from the House Intelligence Committee from late last year. And that report paints a scathing picture of the committee, which has so far refused to release the full report. Greg Miller of the LA Times joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Greg, you have the unclassified version of the report. What's in it?
That's right. I have the unclassified version, which is an abbreviated version of a lengthier classified version they put together. And what's in it is just a lot more detail on how Duke Cunningham did what he did, accepting bribes and steering money to corrupt contractors.
Now, when the Republicans were in charge, they didn't want to put the report out. Now the Democrats run this committee, and they haven't released it either. So why are both parties so resistant to putting it out?
That's very interesting. The Democrats were very bitter last year that they could not get this report released. And now that they're in control, you would have thought that it would have gone the other way. But they took a vote 2 weeks ago and decided against even sharing this report with members of Congress who are not part of the committee. And I think a big part of it is that it is just so embarrassing to the committee, and it raises questions about what members of the committee knew or didn't know and what they did about it or didn't do about it.
One of the interesting things that you write about is a quote that says, figuratively, Randy Duke Cunningham put his finger on my forehead and said, you will have this in the bill. Talk to us a little bit about that.
This was an example of the kind of pressure that these staff members on the committee came under. These are aides who work on the committee. They are responsible for assembling the budget each year, and members come to them with specific requests sometimes. Cunningham was much more forceful about it, and he was intimidating these aides, according to this investigation, to the point that, you know, he would badger them and tell them that they needed to respond to him and put his requests in this budget or else.
Talk to us a little bit, please, about the mechanics. How is it that he was able to steer those contracts to people that he knew?
Well, this is a process called earmarks that's gotten a lot of attention over the past year or so since the Cunningham scandal erupted. Members have the ability to put in specific requests or provisions in broader spending bills. And for a long time, nobody paid very much attention to these little provisions. They were sort of seen as a way for members to bring money back to their districts, special little projects and things like that. But it had gone on for years with very little scrutiny or oversight. And in a classified intelligence budget, such as the one that the House Committee assembles, there is even less scrutiny because they are all classified numbers and the public never gets to look at any of it.
So if you know that a project is coming up, you can tell people who you know that it's time to make their case.
That's right. I mean, you can, in Cunningham's case, the report also accuses him of sharing information from this classified budget with these contractors who were paying him bribes. And that's another huge violation of the law to share. And if he's doing that, he's sharing classified information with people who are not authorized to receive it.
Does this report raise questions about what other committee members knew during this time?
It does, because, as you mentioned, it talks about the pressure that these staffers came under and how uncomfortable they felt with the way Duke Cunningham was putting this pressure on them. If you're in that position, if you're an aide on this committee and that's happening to you, it's hard to imagine that you're not going to go to your bosses and cover yourself. You're not going to go to the ranking members and tell them, this is what's happening. I'm really uncomfortable with this. What are we going to do about it? So, yeah, this report does not address that question, whether these staff members ever went to their elected bosses to tell them, and whether those members knew or did anything about it.
Thank you very much. Los Angeles Times reporter Greg Miller joined us from Washington. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.